Hello, Alison Hernandez, and I'm here with Gary Porter from South Holland District Council. He's the leader there, and I'm talking with him about webcasting their council meetings. So, Gary, how did you come about getting webcasting for your meetings?
Just as a way of trying to engage with our community without them having to come into the council chamber every time there was an interesting meeting. Not that we have too many interesting ones.
So what, you're trying to stop people coming into the chamber?
No, but we've got a very rural, sparsely populated area, hardly any rural transport, particularly in the evenings when our meetings are on. And then we just found it would be easier for people to be able to watch a meeting at home rather than coming into the council chamber to watch it live.
So how long have you had this in your council?
7 or 8 years now.
7 or 8 years. So were you one of the front runners? Because that's quite a while ago.
I'm not sure. Somebody else would have been doing it before. Somebody else would have been doing it before us, but obviously not as good as us, probably.
So how is it expensive to have webcasting?
No, I think we spend about $12,000 a year on it.
And who do you run that with? Do you know?
Public Eye we use.
Public Eye. So that's somebody I've been talking to about it for Torbay. And I'd just be interested to know, do you combine it with social media as well? So is there like tweeting that goes on alongside the council filming?
We have a comms team that do social media stuff, but it's not synchronised in with the council meetings. And we don't use the video conferencing stuff and the webcasting for ordinary meetings. It's usually for development control where there is obviously a strong public interest in a particular application.
Oh, that's good. So could you give me an idea, and do you have an example of where you've had X number of viewers to a particular meeting?
Yeah, the gypsy applications are always contentious. Before, the last one we had before webcasting, we had to employ extra security guards and put overspill accommodation on in the building for the public
goodness.
To come. The first application we had, once we had webcasting, we didn't even get the public gallery in the chamber full.
Wow.
So it enabled people to kind of take part in the meeting or be interested in the meeting, but do it from home.
That's brilliant. So we're trying to convince all of our colleagues in Torbay and our offices that this is a really good idea to be doing in Torbay Council. So who instigated it in your council? Was it yourself?
Members. It wasn't me, no, one of my members.
Right.
One of my members was kind of into that sort of industry and felt that there were some benefits that we were missing out on. We use it for budget setting as well. When we go out to consultation, instead of having to go round to the village halls, we do a live webcast and people
brilliant.
Feed in with kind of issues
on
budget.
You use it for specific issue, actually.
Yeah, I mean, we don't use it to its full potential still, even after this time. There's still more we could do with it. We're probably this year going to get some talking head sessions set up with cabinet members and scrutiny chairmen so that the public can kind of just see what they're doing and
brilliant.
Do some set piece work with that.
Oh, great. Well, it's good to see that you're still developing it and that you found it really useful just as a basis for doing some really important issues for the residents to get involved in and watch from home. So thank you very much for your time, Gary. I'm at Conservative Conference with him and he's got a very busy schedule. So I really appreciate you popping along to the tweet up that we randomly organised today. Thanks, Gary.
Very good. Thank you very much.